Chapter 4. Now Yuan had run out of his father's house in wildest anger, and his anger must cool from its very heat, or he would die. And it did cool. He began to think what he could do, a lone young man who had cut himself away from comrades and from father. The very day helped him to coolness, for the winter sunshine, which seemed so endless in the days Yuan spent in the earthen house, now was not endless. The day was turned to grayness, and the wind blew from the east, very chill and bitter. And the land through which Yuan's horse went slowly, for the beast was wearied with the days of travel, turned gray too. And in its grayness Yuan felt himself swallowed up and cooled. The very people on the land took on this same grayness, for they were so like the earth upon which they lived and worked that their looks changed with it, and their speech and all their movements quieted. Where in the sunshine their faces were live and often merry, now under the gray sky their eyes were dull and their lips unsmiling, and their garments dun-colored and their bodies slow. The little vivid colors of the land and hills, the blue of garments, the red of a child's coat, the crimson of a maiden's trousers, all these hues which commonly the sun would choose out and set alive, were now subdued. And Yuan, riding now through this dun country, wondered how he could have loved it so before. He might have turned back to his old captain and the cause, except he remembered the villagers and how they had not loved him, and these people whom he passed this day seemed so sullen that he cried to himself bitterly, "And shall I go and throw my life away for them?" Yes, on this day even the land seemed to him unsmiling. And as if that were not enough, his horse began to hobble, and when he descended near a certain small city that he passed, he found the beast stone-bruised and lame and useless. Now as Yuan had stopped and bent to look at the horse's hoof, he heard a great roaring noise, and he looked up and there rushed past him a train, smoking mightily and full of haste. But still it did not pass too quickly for Yuan to see the many guests within, because he was so near and kneeling by his horse. There they sat, so warm and so secure, and thus went with such speed that Yuan envied.